World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. England were one stretch away from another World Cup final, and now the whole conversation has flipped in a matter of minutes. Argentina's 2-1 win over England is the biggest story of the last 24 hours, not just because it set the final against Spain, but because it changed what we are judging. Up to now, England were still living inside possibility. This morning, they are living inside explanation. And on the other side, Lionel Messi is one match away from turning this tournament into one more chapter of personal mythology. That is the real shift today. The hard fact is simple enough. Argentina are through, England are out, and the final is now Spain against Argentina. Multiple reports across Reuters, the BBC, CBS, Al Jazeera, and others converged on the same broader picture even when they emphasized different details. England did not lose a quiet, routine semifinal. They lost a match that turned emotionally and tactically, and once it turned, Argentina looked like the side with the stronger belief. For me, that matters because Argentina's run now has a very clear identity. They are not just surviving big moments. They are starting to feel like a team that assumes the moment will eventually tilt toward them. That is a dangerous quality this late in a tournament, especially when Messi is still the emotional center of it all. That is why this story is bigger than the scoreline. And once the final became Spain against Argentina, the tournament immediately found its cleanest dramatic argument. On one side, you have Spain, the team that yesterday's episode treated as the standard setter after knocking out France. On the other, you now have Messi's Argentina, the side that just dragged another huge match toward its own emotional gravity. So if yesterday the question was whether anyone could reach Spain's level, today the question is whether Spain's control can survive the force of Argentina's belief and Messi's presence. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. This final is not only about systems or star names in isolation. It is about what kind of tournament usually wins in the end. The most coherent team? Or the team carried by a figure who can make every moment feel heavier for the opponent? Several preview pieces immediately jumped to that exact tension, and they are right to do it. That is where the tension actually is. And because this is not just an abstract final preview story, it also has a human face at both ends. Messi is obvious, because every late-stage Argentina match now carries the feeling that history is hovering over it. But on the Spain side, Lamine Yamal remains essential to the meaning of this tournament. Yesterday, he was the symbol of Spain's rise. Today, there is also a practical update. A fresh report indicated that injury fears around him had eased and that he is expected to be available for the final. That matters because the final should not just be framed as Messi against a shirt color. It should be framed as Messi against the best collective in the tournament and against the young player who increasingly feels like the next emotional reference point of the competition. That matters more than the branding of the final. Now to England. Because this is where the most uncomfortable conversation lives today. Thomas Tuchel defended his decisions. Reuters reported that he rejected the idea of some kind of curse, and BBC reporting suggested he still has backing. But none of that erases the real football argument. Across a widespread of reaction, the criticism was not simply grief. It was that England became too negative, too passive, too concerned with protecting the match instead of shaping it. I think that's what people are underestimating. England are not being criticized only because they lost. They are being criticized because the match fed a long-running fear about them, that when the biggest knockout moments arrive, they become reactive and anxious instead of authoritative. Yesterday, the question was whether England could rise to the standard Spain had set. Today, the question is why England still retreat from the moment when the moment asks to be owned. That is the real warning sign. And if you want the human face of that pain, it is probably Harry Kane. Post-match coverage kept circling back to the same emotional point. For senior England players, another exit is not just another bad night, it is another door closing. Kane spoke in the language players use when they know the investment was total, and a lot of the commentary around him was really about time. How many more chances like this does he get? How many more chances does this version of England get before it becomes another almost story filed into the same old cabinet? That is why listeners should care about England as people, and not just as a tactical diagram. Pressure is not abstract when the clock is visible on a player's career. That is where the hurt becomes personal. There is also a North American angle worth keeping in view here. This tournament was always supposed to feel bigger, louder, and more distributed across this region, and England's elimination in Atlanta after such a dramatic swing is exactly the kind of event that sharpens the atmosphere around the final weekend. But it also sharpens the contrast in narrative ownership. The host region supplies the stage. Now Spain and Argentina own the story on it. For a North American World Cup, that is a reminder that spectacle alone never decides the memory. The football does. That is why the stage only matters if the drama lands on it. So what matters next? For Spain, the pressure is not just to play well again. It is to prove that control can survive against a team whose belief keeps expanding. For Argentina, the pressure is not just to reach for history. It is to avoid letting the final become a game ruled by Spain's order rather than Argentina's emotion. And for the listener, the clearest way to hold this final in your head is simple. Spain may be the best team, but Messi may still be the strongest force. For me, that is the right way to enter this final. See you tomorrow.